So today we've had Sam into the lab. So someone that's obviously really interested in the ultra endurance space, participates himself, being a decent runner with some really good times for five and his marathon time. We got him in to do a full physiological test so we can understand what his physiological profile looks like. So strengths, weaknesses, best ways that we can help him sort of look at his next goals and support him towards training towards them. As well as giving him a bit of an experience in the heat chamber so that when he goes out to an event in Thailand, he has a bit of experience of what that's going to feel like and some advice on how to prepare for that. So we do, in our normal physiological testing, there's two components to that. There's the submaximal test, so that's trying to understand at different intensities and different paces how his physiology was reacting to that. That helps us create training zone tables. It helps us understand what intensities he might be able to sustain in his longer runs or his performances that he's trying to go towards. The second part is the maximal test during that as well. The max test is finding that top ceiling of his physiology. Again, another puzzle piece in what his physiological profile looks like so that we can build a picture of how we can help him train towards those training goals that he's got. The final stage was going into the heat chamber, giving him experience of running in a temperature similar to the event that he's going to go to in Thailand, so very high humidity as well as the temperature being up above 35 degrees. Understand sort of what that feels like, how his core temperature would change, and therefore how he could look to prepare for that before he goes out there. So generally that first element when you're looking at their physiological profile, that kind of takes the guesswork out of what they're doing in their training. It allows them to really kind of get to the bone of, right, if I want to perform at this race, you know, what sort of training do I need to do? How do I be specific for, you know, my profile, not something that's found generic online? The second element when we're in the heat chamber, that's obviously very specific towards you know, their specific races. So if you're going towards a race that unfortunately, in the UK, we don't have 35 degrees to train in year round. So making sure that you prepare well for the environment that you're going to go into means that you can optimally perform, and it can make a huge difference. You can be the fittest person in the world, but if you're not ready to compete in the conditions you're going to run in or race in, then it could have a real negative impact on your performance. So being prepared for it can make a huge, huge difference to your race performance. Out of the testing that we do, we can give them a real gauge of where their current fitness is and then look at what their objectives are for a race, work out what the gap between those two are, and then try and match to that or match training that would support, you know, that move towards their race goals. So that will vary on an individual basis, but using our expertise and the coaches and the physiologists here, we can really try and refine a training program that will be best placed then for their races.
So I've been on the treadmill for three separate tests, a running physiology test, a VO2 max test, and then a few minutes in the heat chamber at 36 degrees, 75% humidity. Definitely learned a few things about myself and about my body and about how it reacts at different levels. All slightly different tests, all quite challenging in their own way. But yeah, really good few hours. I think as an ultra runner, a lot of your training often is seen to focus on the volume, on the distance. And we don't have a lot of people who do our events and who do ultra marathons do not have unlimited time. So actually being effective with your training is incredibly important. And doing tests like this, you learn about your zones, you learn about what pacing is right for you, and you can basically create a training plan or create sessions which will be most suited for your physiology and essentially create an effective training plan. I think one of my main learnings is how my body reacts in heat. You know, 10 minutes running at 36 degrees and your body temperature, your core body temperature is 1 degree warmer. I know from the conversations that I had in the lab today with the team that a few weeks of focused training, taking that acclimation advice into and getting in a kind of raising your heart rate in a heated environment will make a massive difference. So definitely going to take that away when I'm going to the event over the next few weeks. Of course. So an ultramarathon is can be quite a complex term, but technically it's anything over a marathon. So you run 26.2 miles, you walk to the pub, you've run an ultramarathon, congratulations. Most of them are over 50K. We organise 220K in 5 days and 110K in 2 day races, and also a few single stage races. But our core and our bread and butter is multi-stage. I'm an ultra runner. I've been involved in the sport for a few years. I'm in a position now where work takes a big portion of my life and I have a limited amount of time I want to train. And what's really important to me is that I try and continue to achieve at a decent level and try and progress and actually be more effective with my training. And I think today has taught me a few things which I can take away and build into the next training cycle and in the next event and hopefully go faster.
A lot of time, especially in athletics, we meddled in the last race. So what you have ready, you think, okay, I'll get this out, finish your 10 mark. It's like, okay, well, that's who that is, that's great. But I think people don't really know and instantly realise.
External riders on that squad, because then I think external guys came to like, recancel the first one, just to get it, they come in the game, but I had a key.
So if I marry the night here,
testing, and then thank you for
when you're ready.
Yeah,
but it's not.
Yep.
Yep.
And so you're going to do the test?
Yep. So that's it. So like we've always had people.
You want to try that?
But yeah, it'll always be slightly different and we'll take a little bit of time to make sure you get comfortable with it when you're warming up. Treadmill will start and stop quite quickly.
Yeah.
So we'll just basically practice that a little bit during your warm-up. Yeah, just enough to make sure that you've got the journey out your legs a little bit and yeah, not overly stiff. Like I'm not not sure how this is gonna go.
Yeah, pretty much.
How did you have? What was the
injury? Well, I just had like a bit of ICB strain, that's
yeah.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe it's too much for him, but
knee pains and stuff.
Yeah. So. Same thing. It was just a short one and it seems to have held out alright, so hopefully it's gonna be alright.
Yeah.
Ultra
850 a piece. Oh, yeah.
I was into for that, but I couldn't do it because it was too short. So,
so
the other one instead,
so
that's the
best. So you've got 24 hours,
you've raced well in the distance. That's the last example. Checking how the pace of the treadmill at the moment. I feel comfortable enough. So I'll give you another couple of minutes, I'll bump it up to that like, easy run pace. That, this is what lactate comes back with, probably about this pace or the one slightly higher,
mm-hmm.
And then we'll increase the pace by 0.7 kilometers an hour per step.
Okay.
Later through it.
Sure.
But sometimes you'll do, if you do real big steps, it means that obviously you can go through your thresholds quite quickly, so we try and like, squeeze them as small as, yeah, we'll use like almost 0.5 steps in kilometers an hour, because obviously the more steps you do, the more data you have, the better. It's 4 minute stages. So we'll start the treadmill, we'll run, say, at this pace for 4 minutes. We'll monitor your heart rate, you'll be masked up, so be looking at oxygen and CO2 being produced all the way to those training zones are afterwards. Like I said, in particular, we're trying to plot that lactate curve, which I should be able to show you pretty much straight away. Lactate, you're surely aerobic, so that first threshold is where you're. Ultra endurance guys, it's the real focus area, and that's why we'll do a lot of stages for the ultra endurance test. Then that's where you get the speed and the fuel utilized.
So how was your one yesterday? Was it entry?
Yeah, it was.
Hold that.
I was after. Surprising, they've got amazing rides.
So yeah, so this week was kind of just sort of seeing what's out there and how we can get these guys on to the checklist.
Yeah. Pretty good to go. Cool. What we'll do, we'll get you fitted up for the mask. So, but we'll just try and get a good fit to get the best data we possibly can. The one thing that I haven't shown you just yet is at the end of each stage, when we take that blood lactate sample, I'll also show you this RP scale.
I've never seen up to 20 before.
I think we all go to a kilometre an hour blocks. Okay. Just so we get a really nice spread. So we aim to have about 6 or 7 stages-ish. We'll be looking at your blood lactate and keeping you updated all the way through it as well. So we're good to go and get through them like that. So it was small, wasn't
it? Yeah. You hold that up to your feet.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I'm going to adjust these straps if it feels too tight or anything. They feel quite tight.
No, I'm just, it's coming out here.
Yeah, cool. So that's where it would need to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. If you put your hand over the front, like your palm, that would be fine. Okay, how do those straps all feel?
Yeah, fine.
All comfortable?
Yeah.
4 minute stages, we'll count you in and count you through as well. Yes. At the end of each 4 minute stage. Baseline to see that first inflection. 30 seconds. A minute left on this one, Sam.
Ultra-ish runners, they might be doing sort of long intervals above it and below it. So just trying to kind of almost quicker runners, sub three. You'll probably run your marathon somewhere, obviously, in here-ish. So it's always important that you want to try and build up your base fitness, so shifting that bottom end. You are, you know, have the capacity that. So that as soon as you're past this threshold, there's a bit of a hill. Was it Altrincham that's in Manchester that does kick up about?
I can't remember what it is.
It's about 16 miles.
At that point, we'll start the treadmill, we'll take the gradient down, we'll take the mask off, and then we'll get a max blood lactate, but then that'll be job done. Well done. That's 5% on that gradient now. Keep pushing through. A minute through. Got to keep with it now. Hold it on now. Great work. Let's get all the way through this minute at least. Keep. Well done. Another minute gone. Another rise. See if you can keep them going. Well done. Quickly, that's so this is your blue line here is your oxygen up that big gap. That's when you're most aerobic. When you see that crossover like that, that's when you're going over to that anaerobic side. And that cool. Ratio between the two of them is what we measure to look at that fuel utilization side of things.
So is that your way to in that point?
So this is probably where we... So that's the crossover point just shows where you're like predominantly now using carbs up here.
Oh,
right. What we'll cut, your VO2 max on here is probably looking around. This is all eyeballing.
Really good test, and yeah.
And just have a quick whirl in here.
I'll shut up my phone, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Does that look pushing too?
So do you want to just jump off and struggle just for a second? So what I'll do is I'll just take a quick attempt and then do the other one in 5 or 10. So yep, so at the moment do it again in another 5-10 minutes. That was Alex Yee. Sophie Caldwell, Connor Bentley.
Yeah, I knew she's married from work.
Yeah, they've been married a couple of days ago, so.
Oh really?
Yeah, literally just got married, so so they're all, as I say, they're going out to a World Cup here, so pretty much every day. Spending about an hour and a half in here.
Yes.
Save the